How's your new job? Not bad, thanks. It's actually quite good. What does this really mean? Hi, it's Mark from BritCent. Today we're looking at two very British phrases, not bad and quite. Both seem simple, but in British English, they carry a lot of subtlety. If you're a non-native speaker, they can be confusing and even a bit misleading. Let's explore the hidden meanings behind them and learn how to decode this very British way of speaking. First, we need to think about the subtle art of British politeness. British people are often indirect. Instead of saying something strongly, they prefer to soften it or hide the real feeling behind polite understatement. That's where expressions like not bad and quite come in. They're polite, they're vague, and they can be misunderstood if you take them too literally. Let's start with not bad. At first glance, it looks negative. But in British English, it's usually a positive comment, just not an enthusiastic one. For example, how's your new job? Not bad, thanks. What does the answer mean here? Probably that the job is fine, maybe even good, but instead of saying it's great or I really like it, they choose the softer not bad. It's a classic British understatement. Instead of sounding too proud or too excited, not bad keeps things modest and low-key. Another example, how was the film? Not bad. This probably means the film was enjoyable, but not life-changing. It's positive, but restrained. So when you hear not bad, don't automatically take it as lukewarm or negative. It often means good. Now let's move on to quite. Quite is unusual because it can strengthen a statement or it can weaken it. And the difference depends on context, tone, and the word it modifies. It's quite good. Here, quite usually softens the statement. It means fairly good or reasonably good, not amazing. It's quite amazing. Now, quite is strengthening. It means really amazing or absolutely amazing. So why does quite sometimes mean a little and sometimes very? The answer lies in whether the adjective is gradable, qualities that can be measured in degrees like good, nice or tall, or non-gradable, qualities that are absolute like perfect, impossible or amazing. With gradable adjectives, quite usually means fairly or rather. The food was quite nice, pleasant but not spectacular. With non-gradable adjectives, quite usually means absolutely or completely. The view was quite perfect, completely perfect, stunning. The non-gradable version is a little less commonly used than the gradable one and sounds a bit old-fashioned, but you may hear it from time to time. There's another unusual feature of quite. Unlike most adverbs, it often appears before the article in a noun phrase. For example, he's quite a clever man. It's quite a difficult problem. You don't normally say he's a quite clever man. That sounds unnatural in British English. This placement, quieter, makes the phrase sound stronger in an understated way, often emphasising the special quality of the person or thing. He's quite a clever man means he's very clever, perhaps surprisingly so. It's quite a difficult problem means it's a very difficult problem. Another adverb which usually appears before the article is such, although this is a more directly enthusiastic modifier. He's such a clever man. For non-native speakers, not bad and quite are confusing because the literal meanings don't match the intended ones. Not bad sounds like mild criticism, but it's usually praise. Quite can mean a little or very, depending on the adjective. This means that if you only listen to the words, you might think someone is less positive than they really are. British politeness often hides enthusiasm behind understatement. Finally, it's important to note that the way in which both not bad and quite are said can also hugely affect the meaning. Both can be positive, negative, or moderate, depending on the tone and intonation. How was the concert? Not bad. How's your soup? Not bad. What did you think of my poem? Not bad. It was quite good. It was quite good. What did you think? Did you work out which were positive, which were negative, and which were somewhere in between? Let's recap. Not bad usually means pretty good. It's a positive phrase disguised as modest understatement. Quite can weaken or strengthen depending on whether the adjective is gradable or non-gradable. Quite-a is a special structure where quite goes before the article, adding emphasis. Tone of voice plays a big role in how both are understood. Mastering these phrases isn't just about grammar, it's about understanding British culture. So next time someone tells you their meal was not bad or quite good, don't think they were disappointed. They might actually be saying it was delicious in the most British way possible. Bye.